Hey Christian entrepreneurs, do you ever wonder if you're stuck in fear or if you just need more direction on your business journey? Well, it's time to discover your entrepreneurial mindset. Let's figure out where you currently are along your journey of entrepreneurship. I created a free quiz for you to take to discover if you are a strategist or a visionary. And most importantly, this quiz will determine if you are walking in faith or feeling held back by doubt. Find out now and get personalized insight on how to move forward with confidence in your business. Head on over to my show notes, take the quiz, and discover where you currently are in your entrepreneurship journey. Now, let's get into the episode.
Girl, look. Don't use God
for your own personal. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out, you're burning your energy out, the farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business.
Just making sure.
What is up, everybody? It is your girl Drea K back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I hope you all are doing well. If you ain't, you already know what you need to do, okay? Like, we've mentioned this before. Okay, if you've been around, then you already know what you need to do. No, for real. I hope you all are doing well. Y'all, it is a lot going on. Like, that man in the White House, he who must not be named, why he cut the funding for a lot of nonprofits, and my father's nonprofit was one of them. Why did he cut the funding? So now, everyone is in an uproar. Everyone is in a panic. Everyone is up here going nuts, going crazy, trying to figure out what to do, this and this and that. And I'm sitting over here all calm, cool, and collected like, oh, God is up to something. Clearly, it's a whole lot of stopping and starting going on. It's a whole lot of, oh, yeah, the Lord is really doing a new thing. Okay, it's a lot of, yeah, we used to do that, but now we do this. It's a lot of transition going on. It is a lot of transition going on, and ooh, it has not been a pretty journey. Y'all already know. If you've been around, y'all know. Y'all know what I'm going through. Y'all know what I've been through. Y'all know what I'm coming out of and going into. But I kind of just wanted to hop on the podcast today. Y'all, today is our 50th episode of this season. Not me recording 50 episodes since September, since the Lord told me to quit my job. Not me recording 50 episodes, 50. I don't know about y'all, but that's kind of wild to me. Kind of wild. In a matter of what, 8 months, I created 50 episodes. Audio. Not visual, audio. See, some of y'all are scared to start a podcast because you thinking, oh, I need this equipment. I need this camera. I need these lights. I need this. I need that. No, you just need your voice. No, you just need a mic. You just need a laptop. You just need that obedience to kick in. Oh, we're starting already. God is definitely doing a new thing. And it's so funny because I think I mentioned this before, but when God was really starting to tell me you need to quit this job and I was fighting it, I was like, who are you talking to? Because it can't be me. But during that time of me like really just pondering on the idea of like, okay, what is about to happen? God, do you really want me to do this? I'm pondering on this thing, but in the midst of it, God is telling me, do you not perceive what I am doing? I am doing a new thing. He started reminding me of Isaiah 43. Verse 19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Y'all, that is exactly what the Lord is doing. And I'm seeing it all around me. Even with my dad having to transition and, you know, create a new plan, a new strategy within his own nonprofit organization, I'm seeing a lot of transition just in music. Y'all, I don't know about y'all, but if you are an R&B fan, y'all see the drought. Y'all are experiencing the drought. These female artists are literally giving copy and paste. They are literally giving, where's the originality? It sound like somebody already came up with that idea. Someone already came up with that template for how you should sing this song. The beats didn't even sound, I'm talking about Coco Jones. Let me be specific. I'm listening to Coco Jones's new album last night, and the girl can sing. We know sis can sing, but even the, like, sonically, the beats and the auto-tune that's on her vocals and just the words and lyrics and stuff, it sounded like this has already been done. It sounds like it is a template for R&B singers in the industry right now, and it's not giving soul. It's not giving life. It just feels like somebody came up with this plan and they gave it to you and you went with it and that was it. So I don't know. Maybe it's just me. That's just my personal opinion as an R&B singer, as an artist, as a creative. That's just what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a lot of duplication. I'm not seeing a lot of originality. I'm seeing a lot of, like, I believe there is a shift going on even in these bigger industries, in the music industry, because we are seeing this happen. There is an opportunity. Jesus, there is a door of opportunity for artists to really rise and to go into the industry. Y'all, there is this guy named J Don. His name is J Don, and he just got signed to L.A. Reid's new label. And y'all know L.A. Reid is responsible for Toni Braxton. My God, y'all know how I feel about Toni. And, you know, he collaborated with Babyface and, you know, they made all of the hits in the 90s and things like that. And he signed this guy. His name is J Don, J-A-Y, capital D-O-N. And when I tell you, this dude sounds like a mixture of early Chris Brown and early Mario. Literally, he danced just like Chris Brown. He has Chris Brown's, like, kid-like spirit. The boy can sing. When I tell y'all, he's bringing back that 2000s vibe. I feel like the music industry is missing that structure, if we can go there. Okay, we need some structure. We need things to be the way they were in the 2000s, okay? When music was fun, when music had soul, when music made you want to dance, when music gave you a feeling. Like, I don't know why we going here, but anyway, there's just a shift going on. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. There is a shift going on, and we see it all across America. We see it in the religious space. Y'all, is it me or are these pastors starting to sound redundant? Is it me or is this space kind of starting to, I don't know. It just seems dry. It seems like a dry spell is going on. It's like, where's the power? Where's the anointing? Where is Jesus? You know? And so we're seeing all of these shifts happen and we're experiencing the drought. We are experiencing this desperation for new. It's like, okay, we're tired of this. We're done with that. Where are the new vocals? Where are the new pastors? Where are the people that are after God's heart for real? Where are the people that are stepping into roles of leadership? Where are they? And I believe this is the perfect opportunity that God is creating for us as kingdom entrepreneurs, kingdom leaders, influencers, content creators to dominate a space. Yesterday while I was at church, the pastor had talked about, you know, your gift making room for you and bringing you before great men. And we all know that that is in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 16. And it's like I could already discern that that is what God is doing. But when he put a scripture to it, it was like, yeah, that's exactly what the Lord is doing. There is an opportunity for you to use your gift, spiritual gifts, your talent, whatever the case may be. There is an opportunity for you to get into alignment with your assignment, but your gift is going to be the thing that makes room for you. So currently, God has been using my gift of teaching, right? Lately, I have been having the desire placed back on my heart to speak. So I've been wanting to get into, you know, like public speaking and having engagements and things like that. This is something that one of my friends had prophesied to me. I want to say during the time that I had, right before I had quit my job, it was like a couple of months before, she gave me this this prophecy. Oh, let me play it for y'all because I just feel like it fits.
Get your passport, baby. Get your passport. Get your passport because I even see, oh, thank you, Jesus. I see global speaking engagements. I see global speaking engagements. But get your passport if you don't have your passport. And literally, I don't know if you got your speaker's package together or if you ever thought about making a speaker's package, but I feel, get your speaker's package together. Get your speaking package together. Get your race together. Don't cheat yourself either. Don't cheat yourself because your anointing costs. Which I literally hear her saying, like, y'all ain't cheap. Y'all ain't cheap. Y'all are not cheap because they have the budgets. And if you cheat yourself, there'll be certain places that will not book you because you cheated yourself. We got to get our speakers packages together. Get your speaker package together because in this next shift, literally, it's going to be smart work, not hard work anymore.
Lord have mercy, I'm about to fall out on this chair. Of course, that's not the whole prophecy, but y'all don't need to be all up in my business like that. But anyway, so she said that I want to say months before I quit my job. And it wasn't until these last couple of weeks that God has been placing it back on my heart to, you know, pursue speaking engagements, right? So even within that, God led me back to a specific entrepreneur who created a successful business around speaking. That's all he does. He created an academy for, you know, helping people to become speakers, paid speakers and things like that. So I was watching one of his interviews and just randomly decided to reach out to one of my associates and ask her, hey, is there any opportunities that you know of that, you know, has speaking opportunities and things like that? And she was like, yeah. So she asked me to facilitate her event that she had this past weekend. So I did my first like live presentation on emotional intelligence for this event. Now this was, I want to say this was within the organization that she's a part of. I was a part of this organization, but I decided to pursue something else at the time. So I feel like God is leading me back over here. But the fact that they already have a position available that would allow me to do that on a regular, that's how you know God is directing your steps. The gift will make room for you and bring you before great men and women. The gift that God is placing on your heart to pursue, that is the gift that's going to open the door for you. That is the gift that is leading you in this season. That is the gift that God is creating a need for. But you have to respond to how he's wanting to use your gift. You have to respond to it. If God is leading you to speak, go ahead and put some action to that. I reached out to her. She didn't reach out to me, but when I reached out to her with this desire that God gave me, there was already an opportunity waiting for me. There was already a need for my gift. All I had to do was put faith to it. All I had to do was put feet and action to the desire that God had gave me. See, this is what we do. When we get an idea or we feel like this is a desire that just came out of nowhere, we immediately begin to question it. And for some of us, we run away from it because it requires us to step out on faith and pursue it. A lot of us, we question it and we question God giving it to us because it may be new. It may have to get you out of your comfort zone, or it's something that you might not have, you know, done before. I've spoken in front of people before, but this was something that I personally curated. Like, I created the emotional intelligence, like the presentation. I put the slides and everything in there together. I put the information in there. Of course, the Lord helped me, but this was something that I did, you know? So I put it out there and I got great feedback from it. I'm sitting up here nervous talking about some, oh my God, what did I get myself into? This is crazy. I ain't never done this before. Lord, you got me out here pursuing entrepreneurship in a new way. And I don't know how I feel about it. But as soon as I completed, even during the presentation, it was very interactive. I got out of that fear quick, that little nervousness that I had at the beginning. I got out of that, but I started, like, things just started to flow. And so I knew, okay, yeah, this is something that the Lord want me to do, because I'm used to being behind the scenes. I'm used to sitting at my desk, you know, recording episodes, recording videos, editing them, and then putting them online. I'm not used to doing this in person, Lord, but it is connected to the desire that God gave me to speak. It is connected to the prophecy that my friend gave me. Hello, talk about alignment. Your gift creates room for you. Your gift aligns you, right? Even, I want to say last week, the week of Easter, or the week leading up to Easter, God kept showing me the word alignment. And so it was in my prayer time as I was praying and studying, God just gave me the word alignment. And I'm just like, okay, what that mean? What that mean, Lord? It clearly means that I am now in a position where things can just start flowing to me. I am in a position where God can make room for my gifts. I am in a position to go travel. I don't have any obligations. God done moved every single thing that was in my way, out of my way, just to put me in alignment with his plan and his will for my life. Getting us into alignment is not going to be a smooth process. It's not always going to be a smooth transition. You are going to have to lose some things. For me, it was my apartment, the freedom that I had, the independence that I had. It was going to cause me to now have to depend on other people to help me. I'm not used to that. Let me just help myself, because, you know, people be peopling and I ain't got time. But now I am in a position where the opportunities that are coming to me are in alignment with what God has for me in this season. The community is now in alignment because God has been using me so heavily, y'all. When I tell y'all, I be getting on these live sessions and God be giving me an idea of what I'm going to talk about, and then be hijacking what I'm talking about, and then be filling me with the Holy Spirit. And I be sitting up there like, well, I mean, I guess we're just going there. Well, I mean, I guess we're just going to talk about this. Well, I mean, I guess the Lord is just up in here. And that is exactly where he needs me to be. That is exactly what he wants to do in my life as an entrepreneur, as a speaker, whatever, however he is using me. The Holy Spirit is taking over, which means I am in alignment, which means I have gotten out the way, which means I have disciplined myself enough to know the voice of God, to know when he's speaking, when he's not speaking, when he wants me to go here, when he wants me to go there. I have become totally aware of the Holy Spirit and how he moves in my life. So now I'm in alignment. Lord, you saying that pride is gone? Lord, you saying I'm out of my own way? Okay. Lord, you said I done finally learned how to yield to your spirit. Okay. A lot of you all are stuck in fear and you don't know where that fear is coming from. You don't know the root of it. You don't know why you're feeling the way you're feeling. You want to take action, but you have all of this hesitancy. You want to abide by the Spirit of God. You want to be in alignment. You want to be doing the things that God is calling you to do, but that fear is keeping you from doing it, right? I could have easily not text the associate, not text her and, you know, asked her for her guidance and wisdom on speaking engagements. I could have just waited. Okay, God has given me the desire. Let me just go ahead and wait, like I did last season when he first gave me the desire to speak. Me feeling like I'm not ready. Me feeling like, oh, I got to get up in front of people and talk. Me feeling like, oh, what if I embarrass myself? What if I embarrass God? What if I say the wrong thing? All of this fear keeping me from actually pursuing the thing he's calling me to pursue. A lot of you all are battling with your old mindsets. You're battling with the what ifs. You're battling with what will your parents think? What will your friends think? What will your Instagram followers think if you stepped out on faith and pursued this new thing? But whole time, God is ushering you into that season to do it. Whole time, God is giving you the understanding and the wisdom and the clarity to pursue it. But you out here being scared. And I don't like that. I don't like it not one bit. You out here with your gifted self. You out here with your spiritual self. You out here knowing how to hear from the Holy Spirit. You ain't got no problems hearing the Holy Spirit. He be talking to you in all kinds of ways. And you sitting out here doubting yourself. Knowing that Jesus is with you, standing on side of you each and every day, every single second of your life, and you're sitting up here scared to pursue. Can we stop it? Can we cut it out, please? We got things to do. There are disciples that need to be made. There are people that need to be healed. There are people that need our gift, which is why God is creating opportunity for us to use it. Hello, if you don't know your spiritual gifts, you need to go ahead and get in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and learn about your spiritual gifts. I really feel this in my Shondo, but I feel like God does not want me to limit the community and my courses to women. I feel it in my Shana-na. I feel like the Lord wants me to open it up to men as well. I don't know. I don't know. I feel it in my spirit at this particular moment in time. I don't know if that's gas. Or if that's just the Holy Spirit moving. I don't know. We'll figure it out later. But all of y'all need to stop playing small. All of y'all. Because y'all be listening. I see the analytics. Y'all be listening. Y'all be tuning into the podcast. Y'all be looking for free stuff. Not trying to invest in your business, in your mindset, in your spiritual development journey. Y'all just out here trying to figure it out on your own. And you're needing help. The Lord ain't placed these desires on the inside of me for nothing. It ain't for me. Well, it kind of is, but it ain't just for me. These courses, these programs, this community, this ain't something that I'm doing for fun. This ain't for fun. Okay. I am on a mission to help you get out of fear. I am on a mission to help you discover your true identity in Christ. I am on a mission to help you heal and get out of that fear, because fear is the only thing, only thing holding you back from pursuing purpose. It is. Well, I don't have the equipment. Well, I don't have any experience in that. Well, you just what? Flatter me. I feel like the Lord has put me on an assignment to really deal with fear and to show you guys how to get out of it. Practically, spiritually, emotionally, all of the things. God has literally equipped me in such a way where he has given me so many strategies to help identify fear, but get you out of it. Like, the level of strategy that God has been giving me for the community is just wild. It's wild. I'm sitting up here like, Lord, not you making me a whole strategist. Like, that's what I am. I am a strategist. You need strategy? Come to me. Okay. Oh, you want to get out of that fear? I got a strategy for you. Oh, you want to launch and start that business? I got a strategy for you. Oh, you want to leave that toxic relationship? I got a strategy for you. Stop playing, please. Stop playing small. Stop playing with the Lord, because y'all already know what y'all need to do, but y'all ain't doing it. But it's cool. You can go around that wilderness one more time if y'all want to. Okay. You can stay stuck and stagnant in fear if you want to. I mean, hey, we gonna be out here pursuing everything that God has been calling us to do. We gonna be out here just becoming who God has called us to be. And y'all gonna be sitting here tuned in to the podcast while all of that is happening. Instead of being in the journey and being in that number, y'all gonna be just listeners. Anyway, something else that God has been showing me as it pertains to leadership, we are going to get into a leadership series when season six. Are we in season six? What season is this in? What season are we in? Hold on, let me look it up. Yeah, because clearly I've been yapping. We are already in season six, Andrea. Okay, so season seven. Hey, man, when I come back from my break, because she's taking a break. All right. My throat hurts. All right. So I got to go and rejuvenate and recalibrate and re-strategize and all of those things. But season 7, we are getting into leadership, because what I sense is that a lot of you are leaders. God has been calling you into a position of leadership. You have been resisting. Yes, you have been operating in fear. Yes, but you have also been doing it. You've been obedient to God, but you have been complaining. Why I got to do this? Why everybody always got to come to me with this? Why I'm always the one to carry everybody else's burdens? Why am I always the one that got to figure out everything? Why am I always the one that got to deal with my family members and help them out and do this and do that? Why I got to do it? Lord, I just want to be doing what I want to do. I don't want to be doing this. First of all, you're a leader. That's why. That's why you got to do it, because you're a leader. God is calling you to be a leader. And you have been fighting him on it. God is calling some of you to lead by example. He's calling you all to develop your leadership intelligence, what strategic leaders need to know and how they should move, developing their leadership intelligence. All right. He's calling some of y'all to develop business intelligence, giving you strategies, waking you up in the middle of the night, giving you this huge, humongous vision, no details, but giving you these visions. And he's calling you to develop your business acumen so that you can learn how to do the things that he's calling you to do. But you've been complaining. Lord, I wish you stopped waking me up in the middle of the night. I'm trying to get some sleep. Lord, I wish you stopped showing me them signs. Can you show me something else? Lord, it's giving Jonah. It's giving rebellion. Y'all know y'all are meant to be a leader. First of all, because you're listening to this podcast, the Lord done sent you over here. I don't know where you was, but something popped up in your feed. Somebody sent you this episode, this podcast. I don't know how you came across little old me, but the Lord sent you over here for something. Okay. Probably to equip you. Okay. Probably to equip you to be a leader. Okay. Taking initiatives when you don't feel like it. Oh, obeying the promptings and the inklings that you get from the Holy Spirit. Okay, immediately. Uh-huh. Knowing how to care for the sheep that are around you. God is specifically sending you people who need your help, but you're going to have to, oh, Jesus, you're going to have to get rid of that ego, and you're going to have to get rid of that pride. Because the people that God is sending you, you're going to need to know how to handle them. Because they are going to be broken. They're going to be broken in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And God is entrusting you, holding you accountable on how you handle them. All right. God is testing you. He's testing your leadership skills. Jesus giving you opportunities to lead, and you've been complaining. You've been resisting. So season 7. Yeah, we're going to talk about leadership. I have 5 biblical principles on leadership. So when we return, I don't know how long I'm going to take. I'm going to take about 2 weeks. No. How long I should take, Lord? I don't know. He'll tell me at 3 a.m. I don't know. But when we return, I just want y'all to understand we're getting into leadership. We're getting into it. My whole emotional intelligence presentation on this past weekend at the event was all about learning how to respond in a crisis. Some of you all are responding to crisis in your family, whether that be financial crisis or whatever the case may be. Your children may be going through some things. Your relationship may be, you know, experiencing some hiccups. Things may be going on in your business or in your job, and you have been responding incorrectly. You've been responding out of fear. You've been responding, you know, just, Lord, look, if one more thing happened to me, I'm out. You're going to have to find somebody else to do it. Your response in this season of your life, especially as it pertains to entrepreneurship and leadership, is going to determine the course of where you are going, where you are heading. It's going to determine the course. It's going to determine when you get out of that wilderness season. It's going to determine how successful your business is going to become. It's going to determine a lot of things, because God is really testing our faith and our obedience at this moment. I don't know about y'all, but you know, I'm getting it the most. Ain't nobody checked on me. Ain't none of y'all sent me no emails because y'all already know I'm going through it. Nobody sent me no get well soon cards. I ain't sick, but, you know, spiritually, I'm just going through a lot. Y'all ain't sent me no get well soon cards. Y'all don't see no balloons around here. I don't see no gifts around here. I don't see no words of encouragement being spoken to me. And yeah, that's another reason why y'all complaining, because leaders are often the ones that are going through the most, and no one gets to see it. No one gets to see it. No one gets to discern it. Y'all don't know what this level is doing to us spiritually, emotionally, financially. Like, I done told y'all complaining, and now I'm all right. Anyway, that's all I got for y'all on our 50th episode. My God, have I ever done this before? I'm gonna go back to all of my previous seasons and see how many episodes I have. I'm pretty sure the first season is gonna be a little long because I broke up my episodes into seasons after season one. So probably season one and this season probably got the most episodes. But y'all, when I return, because she's taking a break, when I return, we about to get into it. Make sure you check out all of the resources that are available. Follow me on Substack. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Sign up for my email list. Join the community. If you know God is calling you to build your brand or business and you don't know where to start, or you're just feeling a little confused on the next steps within that process, join the community. If you need strategy, join the community. Please. Please. That's all I'm going to say. Please stop hesitating. Stop complaining. You know you're a leader. Okay, you know you're a leader. You know the Lord is calling you to do some big things. Get out of that fear. Okay, go ahead and invest in yourself. Invest in your future. Invest in your brand and business. Sign up for the community. The 21-day discipline bootcamp is still open, but it is being turned into a course. So if you want to join now, you will get the replays and the video lessons and everything like that. But it is going to be turned into a course. It is currently still live. So if you still want to be a part of the 21-day discipline bootcamp, it ends May 12th. So yeah, we about to go into May. May is literally 2 days away. Oh, how is your May going to end up? How are you going to start your May off? Are you going to get into a community, getting your strategy together, launching your business, launching your brand? I don't care if you still work at a 9-to-5. I don't care. We can do both. Okay. You need time management. You need project management. You need business development. You need to know the how-to behind the ideas that God is giving you. Join the community. If you want to level up your emotional intelligence as it pertains to your relationship with God, identifying your toxic mindsets, behaviors, and habits, and transforming them into positive ones according to the Word of God, building your discipline up around your temptations, building your discipline up in the way you think about yourself, okay, the way you treat others when you are angry, okay, your responses, your reactions, all of the things, join the 21-day discipline bootcamp. It is for you. Okay, I created all of this for y'all. Make sure you take the entrepreneurial mindset quiz. It is to help you determine where you are in your entrepreneurship journey. Are you a strategist? Do you just get things done and just, you know, need a little direction in your life? Or are you a visionary and you know what to do, but you don't know how to do it? It's kind of giving, Lord, how do I organize all of this stuff? Because you're giving me a lot. How do I even, you know, put this into words? How do I put this on a Google document? It's a lot. I don't know where to start. I'm confused. Having a little bit of anxiety here. Help me out. Take the quiz. All of the information, the links and everything is in the show notes. Okay. When you go to Apple Podcasts and you look at the Living in Pursuit podcast, you see my face, click on her, click on the episode you want to listen to, and then scroll down. All of the links will be right there. Okay. She's going on vacay. I don't know where I'm going. Probably just to my room. But yeah, I'm going to take some time off, recalibrate, you know, get more strategy and wisdom on what the Lord has having me to do, because it's a lot. We are in a shift and the Lord is shifting me again. So I love you guys and I will talk to you in season 7. I was about to say next episode. I will talk to you all in season 7 of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Make sure you leave a review, leave a rating, share your favorite episode with someone you love. Let me know which episode spoke to you the most, which episode was your favorite in this season. And yeah, I will talk to you all soon. I love you guys, and we're out. Audi 3000. Bye.